It's about this time of year when we, or at least I, start thinking of possible places to go. Where, you know, you get a little itchy about this time of year. You want to go someplace. Maybe you want to go someplace warm, but you don't have to. There are a lot of places you can get very warm. right here in Wisconsin. And Mary Bergen can tell us all about those places. She's a Madison-based travel writer, specializes in Wisconsin and Midwest destination. She's the author of Hungry for Wisconsin, A Tasty Guide for Travelers, Sidetracked in Wisconsin, A Guide for Thoughtful Travelers, and Sidetracked in the Midwest, A Green Guide for Travelers. And she writes, and as a matter of fact, here we were talking with Elizabeth LeBeau, who writes for About.com. Mary Bergen writes for About.com as well.
Right, I'm their Madison topic writer, and just coincidentally posted a few ideas about sweets and Valentine's Day ideas and our great chocolate shops in Madison. With weekly column that I do, though, I was listening to Elizabeth with great interest in Wisconsin. I just posted a column that deals with great chocolate shops. And in Appleton, at Wilmar Chocolates, you can make your own candy bars. Real big candy bars, about a half pound.
Wow.
In size, add what you want. Kind of like a salad bar, only with candy.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, does it take a long time?
No, if you time it right, because this is not something that's done every day, but if you time it, your visit to the days when this is actually done, it'll be about a 10-minute wait.
Oh, mm-hmm. So no time at all.
No, just needs to be cooled down after you decide what you want in it.
I don't know. I have a hard time waiting.
Oh, yes, especially if it's made exactly the way you want. There are over 40 toppings. Can you imagine?
Oh, man. Mary Bergen, our guest today, talking about midwinter getaways, romantic spots, perhaps. And maybe you have a place that you like to go during the winter here in Wisconsin or in the Midwest. Where do you like to go or somewhere else? Do you know of a romantic destination that would be perfect for Valentine's Day? You can share your romantic ideas for lodgings and restaurants or activities. We'd love to hear those. And the number to call, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your questions or your suggestions. Maybe there's a spot that or an area of the state that you'd like to visit and have some questions about. I think Mary can help you out there as well. Well, and, you know, if you like winter sports, I've had problems with knee problems, a meniscus problem this winter, which is too bad because it's certainly cross-country skiing and skating and snowshoeing. I just haven't done it just because of my knee for the most part.
That's pretty crummy. That doesn't mean you can't go to a great place where all that happens and enjoy the fireplace or
Absolutely.
Hot toddies or the view and what have you. When I think about great places to get away for outdoor sports, we think about our North Woods. Recently, Telemark Resort was the topic of a Hotel Impossible episode on the channel Travel Channel. I don't know if you saw that.
I did not see that.
It's under, you know, a lot of people know that this is a property that has almost landmark status in our state, but it's also had great financial challenges in recent years. And so that's why it became the topic for this Travel Channel series. And it is under transformation. Great improvements. Might be the time to visit. Certainly, the Berkey is coming up, American Birkbeiner, in another couple of weeks, so that's not the time to visit. The place has been booked for 6 to 8 months for that weekend, but the trails are there for use, certainly at other times of winter, too.
Yeah, and a good place. And there are quite a few winter festivals out there, if I'm not mistaken.
In the cable area, let's see, I'm thinking of Eagle River and the Klondike Klondike days. Some of these festivals are just behind us. I was taking a look at that earlier this morning. Things like Bayfield's dog sled racing, a wonderful festival and experience just behind us this month. Coming up in the Eagle River area, Klondike days, where you have a 1800s rendezvous encampment set up, real educational for kids and fun to visit as an adult, too. Also in that area, snowmobiling, of course, is a big deal, and we just had a big anniversary with the snowmobile races in Eagle River.
Yeah, those world, they used to have the world championships there. I don't know if they still do.
They still do.
Oh, man, Mary Bergen, our guest today, talking about places to go in this time of the year around Wisconsin. Where do you like to go at this time of the year? Do you have a favorite place that you like to visit in the wintertime? Or maybe there's a romantic destination. What are you planning, going anywhere for Valentine's Day or at least the weekend? Join in at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post a question or a comment there. And as always, we'd love to hear from you. So give us a call or shoot us an email or go to my Facebook page and post there. You know, I think there's some advantages to getting out or planning a getaway this time of the year.
I agree. The room rates tend to be lower during the winter. I personally tend to be more spontaneous and wait to see what the weather's going to be like. Mm-hmm. So maybe I won't make a reservation until a day or two before travel, unless you're looking at an area with a huge festival that's going to be a part of it for a weekend. You really shouldn't have a lot of problems booking accommodations on short notice at reasonable rates. Certainly under $100 for very nice accommodations, depending on the area that you're talking about. So that's a big advantage. I like quieter properties, and mm-hmm. and in the winter you're looking at more of that.
Yeah.
So nice, peaceful settings. I think about remote locations that are beautiful to be at during this time of year. In the Pembine area, a little bit north of Marinette, is that Oconee County? Maybe a little. But Four Seasons Resort is really nice. It has a Chicago gangster history that's rich, and it is remote. It's on a little island almost at the Michigan border. There's a golf course that you're not going to participate in that at this time of year, but a lot of times golf courses turn into cross-country ski courses and just a beautiful remote setting.
I haven't stayed there. I'm going to have to give that a try.
I remember when a friend originally suggested it to me, and he described it as the kind of place you just wouldn't expect to find that far up north in that rural of area.
That's worth a look. Robin in Boscobel, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. My name is Robin Transu, and I'm the director of the InHealth Community Wellness Free Clinic, and our free clinic is having a Mardi Gras event in Boscobel to raise money for the clinic that serves Grant and Crawford County, the uninsured of Grant and Crawford County. And so we're kind of teaming up with the Boscobel Hotel Central House tomorrow night, starting actually at 5 o'clock. And we have all kinds of traditional Mardi Gras foods and masks made by area artists and tons of beads and good music. And if anyone wants to come on out to the Boscobel Hotel starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow, they can really help our free clinic out by participating. So thought I'd share that with you.
Oh, that sounds great. It sounds like a lot of fun, Robin. So can we dance when we go there, get there?
Well,
I
will save a dance for you.
Well, I tell you what, I've been known as a pretty good dancer, to be perfectly honest, if I do say so myself.
I'd like to hear more about the menu. Is it Cajun food? You say Mardi Gras
Cajun,
food?
It's all Cajun food. I'm going to a meeting about it right now. They're making gumbo right now as we speak, and they have other different kinds of foods. We just got a brand new New Orleans bartender at the hotel, and she also volunteers at our free clinic. And we got talking about this, thinking she's a Katrina survivor, and that's why she feels so, that's why the free clinic is so important to her. And so, and she's a cook, and she makes wonderful drinks, and she used to work on Bourbon Street, and she's got the accent. she's a very flamboyant gal. She's worth coming out to see just to meet Evie. So,
all right, now that's in Boscobel, right?
Yes, that's in Boscobel, right downtown Wisconsin Avenue. You can't miss it at the old Boscobel Hotel.
5 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yep, starts then, and may as well come out and have a little fun before Lent starts, you know.
That's exactly right. Well, Robin, thank you so much. Appreciate that call. That does sound like a lot of fun. Mary Bergen, my guest today. She'll be with us till 12:30 today here on the Ideas Network. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. And, you know, we're having some fun today talking about midwinter getaways. Have you thought about getting away this winter and, you know, I don't know where to go or what to do? Well, I tell you what, Mary Bergen's with me today, and she gets around the state and around the Midwest a lot. And we're talking with her about those midwinter getaways. And maybe some romantic spots. You know, it's kind of that season. Valentine's here. So if you have a question about it, or maybe you've got a suggestion, or maybe there's an event you want to talk about coming up that might be fun to visit in association with a trip, call us at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. The warm weather months are often when most of us take time off and get away, but, you know, winter can be a great time to travel around Wisconsin and the Midwest, and Valentine's Day, of course, a great reason to plan a trip as well. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Mary Bergen, my guest today, is a Madison-based travel writer. She specializes in Wisconsin and Midwest destinations. She's the author of several books on travel in Wisconsin, and you can find her writing at her website, which is roadstraveled.com, roadstraveled.com. Mary, great to have you back.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Really appreciate it. And what have you been up to? Tell us a little bit about where you've been going and what you've been doing.
Well, you know, one of the best winter getaways that I was a part of recently, and you wouldn't think it would be such a good winter getaway because I ended up getting the stomach flu during the getaway. Oh. But still, I very much like getting together with girlfriends in the Milwaukee area. We stayed at, it's a new Hilton Garden Inn. New because it used to be the Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance headquarters. It's this old historic building that's been transformed into a hotel.
Cool.
And it's down by the Third Ward, so, you know, it's within almost view of the Milwaukee Public Market.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do this, but a lot of times there are little cooking classes, cooking demos at the Milwaukee Public Market. So if you're looking for a break in winter and you by chance head to this area, that might be one option along with the shopping in the Third Ward. The this old warehouse district that's been transformed into lots of neat little trendy boutiques.
Yeah.
But
cool
but
place.
The highlight for us was taking a 3-hour painting class at a place called Splash Studio. Hmm. And it's a bar and it's a painting studio.
Wow.
So you go in, you make a reservation. I think it costs $33 a person at the most, and you have a local artist. You can go online to see what artist and what painting will be the topic on any given night. And you get a glass of wine, and you get your paintbrushes, and you get the paint, and step by step you're taught how to reproduce whatever the featured painting is of the night. And of course, because art is art, and people are encouraging you to be as creative, and you know, you don't have to follow the rules, or you can do whatever you want, you can end up with all kinds of interesting interpretations. It's just it was a real fun and different way to spend
and
a
now
winter
do you walk away
evening.
With a painting then, or
yes, you start with a blank canvas and you walk away with the painting.
Very cool.
I thought it was.
For $30 or whatever?
Yeah.
And a glass of wine besides?
Right. And some people come in just to observe, or they maybe want to talk
art. See what it's like.
Yeah. You know, it's fine to do that too. I really like that as a winter getaway for myself so far this year.
People were wondering, you mentioned you can go to Appleton, make your own candy bars, and people were saying, hey, wait, I didn't hear all that. Well, where is that again?
It's at Wilmar Chocolates in Appleton. Chocolate making business that's been around for a long time. Build your own bar for $9.50. Now, you can also make these orders online. You pick the ingredients you want to add, anything from various spices to potato chips or dried apricots or
bacon.
I don't think bacon's
you can't get bacon, huh?
I don't know for sure, but I'm going to say bacon's not there yet. But yeah, everybody loves bacon and chocolate these days. Probably only a matter of time. But I think Appleton would be a good, fun winter getaway also, not just because of the good candy at Wilmar Chocolates, but because right downtown on College Avenue, you could pretty much park once and not worry about driving again. Stay at a place like the Copperleaf Boutique Hotel, which is right downtown and has a spa that is very reasonably priced. Within the block, across the street, inside the Radisson, there's Lombardi's Steakhouse, which is a wonderful steakhouse, especially for Packer fans, because you have this surrounding. Have you been there? Because
no.
it's a shrine to Vince Lombardi. A lot of the stuff from his estate is on display. It's like a little museum for all about Vince Lombardi, his high school yearbook, some of the game plays, letters from presidents and other celebrities saying, you know, good job or whatever. Photos, of course. It's
very cool.
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, we have a lot of people who want to visit with you.
Okay.
But I did want to mention you with the chocolate mention reminded me of the butter chew. This is from the last show, or about a half hour ago, we were talking about butter chews. Judy in Lodi called, and she was the gal who called with the butter chew recipe. She's going to post. She's going to send it to us, and we will. Judith, she does all the work. I just, you know, sit around and talk once in a while.
You're a team.
But she'll put that up on the Facebook page, and we'll have that butter chew recipe. And Elizabeth LeBeau will have it. We'll make sure that she gets it, too. Rosemary in Fountain City, thanks for waiting. Hi.
Hi. I'm calling about a midwinter getaway in Fountain City, Wisconsin. We have a little bread baking business called Barefoot Landing Breads. and we teach European artisan breads, ancient grain breads, fabulous rye breads, old world ethnic breads, and everyday breads. And when people come to Fountain City, we have Hawksview Cottages, which are high up on the steep wooded bluffs overlooking the river. And we have Merrick State Park for cross-country skiing or snowshoeing. We have wonderful restaurants, the Wing Dam, the Golden Frog, or an Irish pub. So there are a variety of things to do. We have a Lefse shop.
A Lefse shop.
So we have a lot of variety here. And it's a really fun getaway for husband wives or girlfriends or mother daughters or whatever.
I like that. See, do people get to bake their own bread then in these classes?
They bake their own breads. That's right. They get to choose two from the list, and they go home with each person goes home with their own two loaves of bread that they make from scratch.
I love that idea, especially in winter. Just the idea
of
fresh bread baking, warming the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, yeah. Sit down with a pound of butter right after you've...
Oh, yeah.
A bottle of wine from our local vineyard. We have a wine shop here, and we're surrounded by wineries. There are wineries. There's a wine shop in Alma, Tremplo, Winona, all within just 15, 20 minutes of Fountain City. So it's a fun-filled weekend where you're going home with a lifelong skill.
Well, I tell you what, Rosemary, you sound like the perfect person to be promoting Fountain City. You've done a good job of it. Now, people are going to say, where the heck's Fountain City? How would you describe how to get to Fountain City?
Fountain City is right along State Highway 35. So we're right along the Mississippi River. We're across the river from Winona, Minnesota. We're about 30 minutes from La Crosse, Wisconsin, an hour and a half from the Twin Cities. It's an ideal location to get here, about 3 hours from Madison.
Yeah.
So it's not far. It's a very doable weekend trip. And the town, I was born and raised here, and I came back to retire with my siblings. We're all retiring back in Fountain City. And it reminds us of a Swiss village.
And you mentioned,
I'd like more people to be familiar with it.
You mentioned Alma, too, and a winery near there. Is that Danzinger's?
That's correct. That's Danzinger's Winery.
If I remember right, Danzinger's really cleaned up in the awards for the Wisconsin State Fair and also did pretty well in the Minnesota State Fair last year.
That's right. And we have another new one, Elmara, down by Tremplo, which is also winning awards left and right.
Oh.
And our own, which is really special here in Fountain City. So, yes.
That sounds like you got me convinced, Rosemary.
Good.
Sounds like there's a wine trail in your future for the tourism development.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The first they have to learn to bake the bread that they can take with them to the wine shop.
What a combo. That's great.
That's right. Bread and wine, it doesn't get any better than that.
And the bread baking, the place, we should mention that again because people say, well, wait a minute, where is that again?
Okay, this is Barefoot Landing Breads. And we are in Fountain City, Wisconsin, and we do have a website, just fountaincitywisconsin.com.
All right.
And our phone number is 507-450-8117.
507-450-8117.
Correct. Yes.
Thank you, Rosemary.
You bet.
I appreciate that very much. Well, now there's somebody who loves her area, and that is a really pretty area.
It is. I agree. I don't think I've spent much time there during winter. It's always been more of a summer.
But now you've got an excuse with the bread making. I love that.
That bread option sounds really good. And if somebody can teach me how to make good bread, that will be a great personal accomplishment for me.
Wayne in Sparta, it's your turn. Hi, Wayne.
Hi. My question is, I have four children, a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 13-year-old. And in the summertime, there's lots of things to do. But in the wintertime, it's kind of hard to dig out little kids in the winter. Where's a good place to go in the wintertime with little kids?
I would recommend Madison. I think Madison is a great place to bring kids at any time of year, in part because of the Children's Museum downtown, which is an exceptional children's museum.
Really,
it's
great.
Fun. It's creative. I think it hits the age range that you're talking about, and it is different from other children's museums because you can go on the roof of it, which has a wonderful view of the state capitol. Visit the chickens that live on the roof and the and the pigeons and it's just great. And also Vilas Zoo. Vilas Zoo is a free zoo. It's open all year. What kid doesn't enjoy a nice day at the zoo, regardless of time of year?
Yeah, and there are some kind of fun places. There's a place called Absolutely Art, I believe, where my wife and daughter have gone there and made some things, and really enjoyed, had a good time doing it. It wasn't really all that expensive to do. So that's another, and there are other things like that here in the city, in Madison area. Milwaukee, of course, has also
a good children's museum.
A good children's museum. Now, if you're gonna, from 3 to 13, so your outdoor activities are a little tougher now.
Even though I'm thinking of a place, Wilmot Mountain, I think it's Kenosha County, is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year. I think it's the 75th. And it is making a big deal about its tubing facility, which has lanes in it, so that you're not going to fly into somebody else as you're going down these hills.
Oh.
And so I think it makes it a little...
A little better.
Yeah, a little safe.
And where's that at? That's at
Wilmot, M-I-L-M-O-T, Mountain.
And, of course, I'm sure Wayne's thought about the Dells, too, Wisconsin Dells, because of the great water park. The water park capital of the world right now is the Wisconsin Dells, I think. And, there really are some fun places. I've been there with our daughter, and you can get you can stay right there. And get some pretty good arrangements. If you have that many children, you can get a nice place to stay right there, and you can have a lot of fun at those parks.
Mm-hmm.
In that park,
in a place like the Kalahari, which has the water parks, but also the arcades, the go-karting. It really is, a destination unto itself. And I don't know. I would imagine you could stay elsewhere at a less expensive rate and then buy a day pass to some of that.
Maybe
if you're on a
budget. The pass comes with, if you stay there, the pass comes with the room, I think. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, those are a few places to go. I hope that helps. And Kathy in Oshkosh, your turn. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Thank you for this opportunity. They've been advertising the Heart of Winter Celebration, Saturday, February 16th in downtown Oshkosh. It's family-oriented. Ice bowling, snowman contest, ice carving, carriage rides, hot chocolate, winter drinks, food, arts and crafts fair, all downtown. Thank you.
Oh, thanks a lot for calling. And that's was the 16th, did you say?
Yes, from 11 to 2.
11 to 2. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Ice bowling. I've never done that.
Wonder how they do that.
Very carefully. I mean, what kind of shoes would you have to have for ice bowling? And what kind of a ball? If I throw a 16-pound bowling ball, I have a hard enough time sometimes just on, shiny floor.
I was in Mount Horeb recently for a cool little festival that involved turkey bowling, frozen turkeys as the bowling balls.
Oh, boy. Alan in Wausau. I'm not even going to ask any more about that one. Alan in Wausau, let's go to you next. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
You were talking earlier about the Four Seasons Resort.
Yes.
And I'm originally from that area, and that's in northern Marinette County.
Oh, okay, thanks. Yeah, I couldn't. I got my counties mixed up.
And it's on the Menominee River.
Mm-hmm.
It's an island on the Menominee River.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, one of my daughters many years ago got married there, and then her son did just here about 4 years ago.
It's a beautiful location, just beautiful.
It is a sleeper location, and the facility itself is just fantastic. And they've done some remodeling, and they've added the motel units to it, and they have a complete with a pool.
They've added motel units. Now, if I'm remembering right, are the other units suites with, do they have a little bit of a kitchenette so you can bring your own food? Or?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it's used the year around. My daughters now, they use the pool, they rent the pool. They're able to do that, and they do that for their winter things. And I have a daughter that lives up there yet in the area, so we get up there quite a bit.
Oh, that's great.
When I visited last, it wasn't during winter, but I remember walking into Michigan. I thought that was cool. Over the bridge, and it is truly a little island of itself, and you're.
Yes, it's a kind of unique. It's the bridge goes off on the Wisconsin side, and then of course you know it is an island, and it goes off on the Michigan side as well, and that
mm-hmm.
On an old railroad grade, and that was the only access to that years and years ago.
Great story. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate the update on what's going on there. And the Four Seasons Club in Marinette County, I've got to give that a visit. Thanks again. Jan and Cable, it's your turn. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
I hear you're talking about all kinds of places to go in Wisconsin and places to stay and things to do.
Yeah.
And I'm here in Cable, Wisconsin, just outside of Cable, Wisconsin. My husband and I just this past July opened a brand new bed and breakfast. And we are so close to the start of the Birkebeiner, American Birkebeiner.
Mm-hmm.
We are right on all the Kamba mountain bike trails, or on one of them anyway, that you can get right to. And that's also a snowmobile trail in the winter. And the Barstool races are coming up in Drummond this weekend.
Barstool races? And we need to know more about that, I think. I got my attention.
It's a race in Drummond on Saturday where people beef up their bar stools and race down the hill for prizes. It's a huge, fun event. The whole area is filling up with people wanting to come up and see all of that. And, of course, it's President's Weekend, so it's a long weekend. And just kind of putting in a little plug for the Cable area and how much fun it is and how much snow we have up here now. We just got a whole bunch overnight last night again, and the snowmobile trails, cross-country trails are all great. And
Jan, what's the name of your B&B?
It's called Drumming Woods Bed and Breakfast.
Drumming Woods.
Yep, we have a website, www.drummingwoods.bnb.com. And we have 4 rooms, and of course we serve breakfast. We had quite a few people this summer, but the winter's been a little slow. The snow's been a little off so far, but it's coming around now, and we are actually full for the Berkey, but have rooms a lot of the other time. So
there you go. And it's and again, it's
Drumming Woods Bed and Breakfast.
Drumming Woods Bed and Breakfast. Thank you, Jan.
You're welcome, and I hope everybody can come up and enjoy the Northwoods.
It's a wonderful place. Mary, you were going to say something there?
Well, I think it's just a beautiful place during any time of year, but with a fresh snowfall, just pristine part of our state.
Yeah, and it's Jan, thank you so much. You know, isn't it always fun to hear the callers that we've heard today from Fountain City and from Cable and from around, people who love their part of the state. And there's a lot of great places to go and places to see and people to see.
Right. A lot of diversity within our state.
Thanks, Mary. And we'll look forward to your next visit. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mary Bergen, Madison-based travel writer. specializes in Wisconsin and Midwest destinations, and you can go to her website. It's roadstraveled.com, roadstraveled.com. And I want to thank you for listening and hope that you'll stay with us. With lots more in store here. Lots of good things coming up on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.